This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments for nearly 3 years now. Brandon Legal Group simply wants to remind you that when you are in need of legal assistance, you can call them for a free consult, and they are a full-service law firm. So you need not ask the question of what type of law do they specialize in and how it applies to your situation. When you need that free consult, call 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Pin Chasers, also a continuing sponsor of the Todd Wright Toddcast and supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. I can't say enough about what Anthony Peroni, his wife, and the staff, specifically at the Armenia location, 4847 North Armenia in Tampa, did for my young friend Calvin, who turned 9 recently. And look, I don't do a lot of kids' birthday parties since I have no kids of my own, but I'll do anything for Calvin. And he wanted to do a bowling party as part of what turned into about a 3-week celebration, I believe, and he's worth it. Calvin had a great time. Calvin's friends had a great time. The parents seemed to enjoy themselves because, of course, Pin Chasers offers full liquor bar. The kids killed the pizza. The parents killed the Cuban sandwiches and wings. The kids were digging in on those as well. And the only thing that could have gone wrong was as I was taking photos of Calvin throwing bowling balls, and I was standing kind of in front of him to the side, I was worried one of his wild throws was going to go right into my feet. Thankfully, that never happened, so all was good. So when you are planning a kid's birthday event, consider Pin Chasers as you would for a cyber bowling party, an office party, a group outing, cheap date night, just an excuse to get out of the house. In the summertime, get out of the heat, get out of the rain. Pin Chasers has 3 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Go to pinchasers.net or follow them on Facebook for all their ideas and updates on their terrific late night specials, 5 nights a week, Sunday through Thursday from 9 p.m. to close. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. If you want golf information, you can always email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I invite you to follow me on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. And Instagram is @toddwright2020. I decided to just open the microphone today and let it rip for a little bit based on how the sports world and our lives as sports fans have been impacted by the pandemic. I'm not going to dwell on this because, look, I don't know any more than anyone else. Honestly, I'm probably a lot like you. I'm going to do what I can to get through this day to day, try to enjoy my life, and it just sucks that virtually all sports will not be there to entertain, amuse, and distract us. But I get it. If there's one phrase I've heard in the last 48 plus hours that resonates with me, it's better to overreact than underreact. You know, as a resident of the city of Tampa and the state of Florida, although I am not in a high-risk area for storm surge, almost once or twice per year, this past year was an exception, I see my area often overreact to a weather forecast as it relates to an oncoming tropical system. tropical storm, hurricane, etc. In the span of my life, I've really only been impacted three times. My grandparents and I had to evacuate our home on the Gulf beaches back in 1985 due to a storm that just sat in the Gulf for days. Then roughly 2004, 2005-ish, my city was flooded by the back end of a storm that came across the state from the East Coast and pretty much shut the city down for days because roads were impassable. And then what now, a few years ago now, was Irma, where I could have rode it out, but I chose to take one of the last available flights. And thanks to the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas, Jay and Rose, they said, get out of there. We've got a hotel room for you. Come out here and just be safe. And I went. So that's a comparison. It's different because this is worldwide, and this is more of a, at least from our perspective, looking at it from a national standpoint and what is going on in our country, where a tropical system impacts the area in its path, whether that's somewhere in the southeast or up the East Coast. We here in Florida don't pay as much attention to the storms that originate in the Pacific, much as they probably don't pay as much attention to the ones that originate in the Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic. It's just a reaction, that's all. So I do agree it's better to overreact than underreact. I have no idea what comes next. I'll just do the best I can for myself. Try to continue being a respectful person to others. Be there if friends need something, even if it's to borrow a roll of toilet paper. Let me stop there for a minute. No, I'm not going to make fun of it. I'm just going to say, it has put a smile on my face, and smiling is always a good thing in tough times. My grandmother passed away in 2004. My grandfather was miserable without my grandmother and passed away in 2008. So I was in that unenviable position of handling everything that was connected to them. Their entire life was left to me. That included going into their home, which was once my home, and deciding what to do with everything in it. Go in every closet, go in every drawer, look in under every item, not knowing what you would find. Well, I actually knew one thing, because before my grandmother passed away, she whispered in my ear how she had put some cash, personal cash aside in this jacket, and to get it as soon as I could. One of the things that I found in various places was random stashes of toilet paper. Hall closet, bedroom closet, and I forget the other location. Not just one roll, an entire mass pack, 8, 12, whatever it was. When I brought this up to some close friends who I could talk to about what I was going through and how difficult it was, do you have the estate sale? What do you sell? What do you donate? What do you keep? What do you throw away? A couple of them said to me, you found toilet paper, didn't you? I said, yeah, how'd you know? They said, it's something grandparents do. When all else fails, they stock up on toilet paper. So we seem to be doing that now. It reminds me of my grandparents, and any memory of my grandparents is a good one. So for those of you hoarding toilet paper, for those of you criticizing those hoarding toilet paper on social media, thanks for making me smile. Thanks for the memory of my grandparents. I will spend this podcast will not go away. While sports has gone away, and at the time of this recording, 12 noon on Friday, we're not really sure if we're even going to be able to jump into NFL free agency in 48 hours and follow that and talk about that. I don't know. Whatever they decide, it's out of my control. But what I'll do here on this podcast going forward is I won't go away, but I'm also not going to talk about when we're going to get sports back and how it's connected to the pandemic. Nope. To try to fill the gap in a very, 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 very small way. All future Toddcast will simply be old school sports arguments. Things that I often call them crutches. And it's kind of a negative word. Here's what I mean. In the world of sports conversation, whether it's on radio or now on television, there are certain things that the minute someone brings it up, people respond and have an opinion. Two words, Pete Rose. Here's another. Your team's starting quarterback. Those are the things I'll do Toddcasts on because they are timeless arguments. They have always worked. They are distracting. They are polarizing, but not in a bad way. And if I segue off some sports ones into other ones that are also polarizing, opinionated, and hurt nobody, perhaps it distracts you for 5 to 10 minutes of your day. So that's what I will do for you. Since I cannot comment on sports as we know it, and I don't want to just add on for those of you who are already kind of at the point where you've had enough of just being assaulted with what's going on with this. I will try to offer you a meaningless yet comfortable distraction with some sports, life, normal life, and pop culture and entertainment references. And if you would like to initiate any of those conversations with me, send me your idea for one at write.todd@yahoo.com. I'll do my best to give you some sports programming or entertaining programming until the sports we enjoy feel it's the right time to start playing and entertain us again. Write.todd@yahoo.com, Instagram at ToddWright2020, Facebook, I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Yes, I have a Twitter account. I only use it for promotional purposes, so I don't encourage you to go there. You have three other ways to reach me directly. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Instagram at ToddWright2020, Facebook, I am Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. If you'd like to give me a fun topic to converse and debate about in a future Todd Wright Toddcast to fill the gap. Okay? Be safe, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Pin Chasers. We'll talk to you next time.